Teira Ar, Pashis Yisrei, page 146, end of the first column. Okay, the Pasuk by Matan Teira says, V'chol amrei mesakeres etzal lapidim. The whole nation saw the voices and the fires. V'es kol ha-sheif and the voice of the sheifer. The Rebbe asks an interesting question. L'havin lama ha-yukol sheifer b'matan Teira. Why was it necessary to have a shofar and matan Torah? Did they need a musical accompaniment? Aren't there better instruments than a shofar? Like, what is the purpose of the shofar by matan Torah? So he says, the sound of the shofar is called pashit, is a simple voice. And it displays fear, which is kol charada, a fear of charada means trembling. Like the pasuk says, "Im yitaka sheifer beir." If a person blows sheifer in the city, hamla yecharada, won't they tremble? So the purpose of sheifer by Matan Torah was not as an instrument; it was pasuk to cast an awe and a fear on the Yidden. V'chein b'matan Torah, same thing b'matan Torah says, v'yihi keilu suvrakim, the keil ha-shefer chazik ma'od, and the voice of the shefer was very strong, v'yachrad, and they trembled. So you see, what is the purpose of the shefer? That people should tremble. Ach al-kol z'nikra shefer. But nevertheless, what is it called? It's called shefer. Why is it called shefer? Because shofar comes in the word, as Chazal tell us, shapru ma'aseichem, better your ways, shuhamam shech tainuk. That brings down the enjoyment of alakuz, tainuk shebeva yodei. Nim shech lemat liyesis havas tainuk, that down here we cause the tainuk by Hashem. Okay? So what's the union of shofar? Shofar is an interesting thing. From one side, it makes fear and awe. And on the other opposite side, shefer means shapur maseichem, make your action better, to bring down the level of tainu down here. Kum mechinas moka tainug, because Hashem is the source of all tainugim. From shoch zuhaisit zrichel is b'matan teiro, and this I'm shoch of tainug, because every time we do a mitzvah, we cause tainug down here. So where did it have to originate from? From matan teiro. It had to have the level of shapur maseichem. Because with Hashem is the essence of all pleasures. Okay, so he says like this. To understand this union of shapru masechem, tainug and awe and fear, we have to understand in itzorach lohavin inyan matan teira. We need b'chlal to understand the inyan of matan teira. Shari gamke the matan teira yitzadikim v'neviyim. Before matan teira, there were also tzadikim, prophets, there were great people. And not only that, Avram kiyem kol ha-teira ashlo nitna. Avram Avinu kept the Teira even before it was given. Like it says, Vayishmer mishmarti. So what's the problem? That was only beruchnius. Like we said, Avram Avinu put on tefillin, beruchnius, and this, it was all spiritual thing. Nothing physical happened, nothing physical became holy. So he said, Vayishinu yihoy minasinus ha-teira begashmius. But what's the advantage of Gashmi's Matan Torah? They really had Torah before. So what's the uniqueness that Torah comes down in Gashmi's? What's the difference before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah?
Charada is not strong for shofar.
No, charada is trembling.
Like it's hard, the whole thing open under his feet.
Charada is trembling, which is a very strong awe, which shofar causes. That's okay. So he says, Achine, Miles Avram, what was the greatness of Avram? He kept traveling to the south. Shenas, Bechinus Merkava, Bechinus Negva. He brought me the Inyan of Merkava. Oneness with Hashem all the way down. Achahidnas Merkava, Yatom, Bechinus Holoch, and Nasea. Avram Avinu was constantly going and traveling. What does that mean? Rots of a shave, going and coming. So what did Avram Avinu, we learned this in another Maimonides. What is Avram Avinu's Aveda? The longing and the returning. Dagrim Chayis and Merkava by the Chayis of the Merkava of Hashem, it says a Chayis Ratzu V'Sheif. And by Avraham Avinu it was called Halach V'Nasaya. He says the same thing. By the Malachim it's called Ratzu V'Sheif, like it says in the Navi of Yecheskel. But by Avraham Avinu uses the same thing, but it's called Halach V'Nasaya. So he says, Umahu Inyan Ratzu V'Sheif. What is this Inyan of Ratzu V'Sheif? Okay, what does it mean? The longing and the returning, what does it all mean? So he says, he makes it, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem makes peace up in high. What's the peace Hashem makes on high? Up there, there's fire and water. We said, Michal and Gavriel, but over there, what's the peace Hashem makes? The water doesn't extinguish the fire, and the fire doesn't evaporate the water, they coexist. Move on. He says, how are we able to say fire and water up there? And what water is that is going to extinguish the fire that we should say as Hashem makes peace? Since when is it fire and water up there? He says like this, fire and water is Ratzav Hashem, the longing and returning. Okay, fire is always going up. Fire is the heart. Sheshamat simoin, where there's thirst, longing to something. That's what thirst is, you long to something. And a level of ratzah. And like the pasuk says, imratz libcha, libcha daiko, haino edei bin o liba. By the heart, meaning not only understanding, but feeling. She yos the maliba, he puts this heart, means he realizes. He is brain and begadol the saints of Baruch Hu. And he meditates into the greatness of Hashem. Shekishmei kein hu, ein li sof, ve ein li tachlis. Hashem has no end and no limit, rak hei de yal eretz. Only a ray of shmei, umachus hamachus kol ilamim. In other words, what's the meditation? The way Hashem is ein sof. All the universe, everything in the universe is limited. Hashem is infinitely greater than that. And therefore, the heart understands and feels that you have to want to be close to Hashem. And he says, their life, their existence, and their very being, is a level of Malchus, which is only a Ha'ara Ba'alma, which is only a ray. His pashtus luzulasi of a manifestation to somebody else. Shein egel atzmosi muhusei kaviyocha. It's not relevant. Like Dalton Rebbe says in Berakhov of Tanya, one word compared to the power of speech, compared all, it's a million times nothing. So the whole creation is speech, malchus. Hashem is completely removed from the realm of worlds, not in the realm of mamala, not in the realm of seviv. So therefore he meditates into the greatness of Hashem. Ashal kein tich levetich sev nafshi. Therefore his soul longs and desires. L'chol uv lebatu b'metziyus erin tal baruch hu mamash. L'davka me mamash. So what does Hashem want? I mean, what does the Jew want? Mamash to cling to Hashem. To be one with Hashem. L'chein hachayis ratzav v'shayt. Therefore the malachim, right, have this Ratzav v'shayt. Because the Malachim feel this chayis that comes to them from Hashem, there's no end and no beginning. Therefore, the Malachim are burning with this fiery desire. In a rotsu, ki misalech has been a chayis a chayis nimshulchlem he misalech has tamid b'chinas rotsu gamki. Therefore, the Malachim have this longing, because this longing is what keeps them desiring constantly to be close to Hashem. Or like it says, v'ishei tishu kaseich, meaning, to Hashem you should desire, Knesset Yisrael, the Malachim are called the wife, and they should be constantly desiring Hashem. Libato v'lichol ha'berin tzabaruch ha'mamish, k'shal heve se'ele me'aleha. That's the level of Ratzu. And he says, acha acha kach em b'chinas shoiv. But then it comes to the level of shuv. The ratzu is not enough. You have to come from ratzu into shuv. Like it says, imratz dibcha, If your heart has this ratzu, shuv le'echad, come back. What's shuv? 146. B'chein shuv hazeh is the level you say the mayim shebemayach. Water is calming. It's interesting. Water is always calming. Yes. You see water, it's calm. Said the Baal Shem Tov said it's a bracha. Water is calm. Mayim is shuv. Fire is always like, you know, causes a terror. And water is calming. So what's the mayim in Eish? Normally it says, it's not a steer, by the way, Michal and Gavriel. And here we're saying, what's the peace Hashem makes upstairs between Eish and Mayim? He says, what the Eish and Mayim are up there? He says, there's a Ratzu, which is Eish. There's a Shuv, which is Mayim. You say the Mayim, the level of Chochma Kayach Ma, Mapashpashta Mayadait, like what did you seek? What do you know? Vizel Shuv La Echod. Shashuv Gamkim Bechinus Echod. Okay, so he says like this. Vihine Bechinus Shuv. This intellectual calmness. Bechinus Madregazu, Ein Amayim Shebemayach, Meravin Simon Shem Yisedo Eish. Yeah. So he says like this. Remember, like we learned, Mayim Rabim Luyuchol Chabad says, so Avad Al Trebbe says in explanation, Rebbe in Mayim Rabim brings down Al Trebbe's explanation that the Yidin are such a high level that Mayim Rabim, the great meditation in Tashem, Luyuchol Chabad says, so Avad cannot quench the thirst that the Yidin have. All the intellectual stuff doesn't quench the thirst. Practical mitzvah, that's what Al Trebbe says. That's what he's saying here also. There's the longing of the heart, the burning desire to become one with Hashem, and then there's the intellectual understanding. And he said, that doesn't quench the thirst of the neshama. To extinguish it, that it should fall down. What do you mean become extinguished? That it should disappear, fall down from the level of Tzimoy Metshuka Shebelev. Okay? Why? Why doesn't the mind calm down the desire of the heart? Because the heart has the ability, this gabbet aid, to be more powerful. In the fire and the thirst, shall have his aza. But yes, it says, like, that it to create even a stronger desire than the water. Like it says, Eish mimayim. There's many types of fire. There's Eish Echeles, a consuming fire. Eish Eisa is like, there's a fire that eats it, and a fire that drinks it. What was the advantage of Avram Avinu before Matan Torah? Right, he's asked the question, what did Matan Torah accomplish from before? They also kept the Torah. So he says, Avram Avinu's Aveda was Ratzu V'Sheif. That's what he's explaining. Eish Umayim, Eish L'mayim Mimayim, Umayim L'mayim Mi'esh, Adreim Amayim. In other words, the water, the fire, the water, the fire, or to the highest of levels, and he was completely bottled to Hashem. Okay, that's Avram Avinu, Aveda, before Matan Torah. But what's the problem with that? He says, Ach, in a koza, but Milus Amadregis Ruchnius Ailemis. That's only in Ruchnius. But Milus HaTzadikim, Ha'erucham Lefnei Olikim, that the Tzadikim, they go on the path of Hashem. Or Milus Malachi Ashar is the advantage of the Malachim, not every person merits what Avram Avinu did. A little bit because we have Yerusha from Avram Avinu, a little bit weird, but to say the extent of Avram Avinu, that he gets this spirit from above, to be tamid, to be constantly in this level of longing to become more and more close to Hashem, so that we don't have. So what happened? Lazendit not Tatum. That's when Matan Torah was given. Dr. Rebbe's question, why did you need Matan Torah if they kept it before? Just continue what it was before. He says, because not everybody is great like Avram Avinu to come to this level. And he says, because therefore Matan Torah was given. What is Matan Torah? Mitzvah is Gashmim. basiya gashmis mamish physical mitzvahs shebahem val yadam yuchu kol adam. That every person is able liyaz bechinas holich v'naseh to be this level of ratzav v'sheif. Avraham Avinu had it in ruchnias. Not every person can have this ruchnias dika level of having it. So Hashem gave us the mitzvah. The gashmis dika mitzvahs that we're capable of doing is this ratzav v'sheif. What does it mean? He says, "Kihine basiya gashmi shalatero in the physical mitzvahs. Yes, gamkin. There's also eishemayim. Just like Avraham Avinu, the ratzav v'sheif that he had was eishemayim. So now there's physical eishemayim, which is gashmi stika mitzvahs. What does that mean? Kihine atero in mayim sheyordim imakim gavei lemakim namuch. Teira is likened to water, right? Haykot samel chulamayim. Teira is likened to water. What's water? It comes from a high place to a low place. And v'nika, and it's called altem, no mayim, mayim. Don't say water, water, base, pom, and mayim. There's mayim el yenim, which is the yama chokhma, and yud ilah, which we'll explain in a second. Shila mayim, mechinas giliat teira atzma. Okay? There's a level of mayim of teira, which is above the actual chokhma of teira. And that's the Yud Tato. That's Maim Tachtainim, B'Seif Maisa, which comes down all the way into the lower waters, which keep Mitzvah Gashmi B'Pel Mamish. Meaning like this. Torah is called Maim. Like we know in Chumash, the Rakia split the higher waters and the lower waters. The higher waters are connected to Lukus, and the lower waters are the Gashmistika world. And therefore the Medrash says, Maim Tachtainim Beichin, the lower waters cry, Anam be even Lamevin Kadamalka. After Hashem split the waters and he made the higher waters by Hashem and the lower waters in Gashmis, the lower waters said, listen, we also want to. So Hashem gave him the mitzvah, he appeased them by giving them Simchas Beis HaSheva, you know, Shaftamayim Besasin. So he says, what's Teira? Teira is Mayim. So what does Mayim do? It comes from a high place to a low place. It means it comes from the Mayim El Yainim, the level higher than Chachma, and it comes all the way down to the Mayim Tachtain, which is pretty low. Avokol Zem Malchuscha, that is all the level Malchuscha, meaning Shosho Shemechinis Mayim El Yainim, of Malchus Shal Ein Tzal Baruch Hu Be'at Be'chvedi Kaviyachol Rak Shenim Shal Limata Liyaz Malchus. Malchus kol olamim mayim tachtein. What do we say? Malchus cha? From the level of your malchus, mayim al yainim, comes malchus kol olamim, comes down here, the level of mayim. V'derech klal, then we're speaking, because the Rebbe is saying Torah and mitzvahs, one is eish and one is mayim, right? Torah is mayim, and mitzvahs is an explained as eish. V'derech klal, amach mitzvah says, say the b'chinas mayim. No, 1 second. You're not saying that. Okay. At the level of Mayim, which is Chsodim, Fisha Behem, Val Yodam Nimshecham Shachas Erin Tzal Baruch Hu Lamata. What? Okay. Positive mitzvahs bring down Kedusha down here. That's why, like we learned, on a positive mitzvah, you say a bracha, Shekin Shana B'Mitzvah. Because when you do an action, you put on tefillin, talis, whatever, you do a mitzvah, you bring down a lukus down here. The Ketzah Shekin Shana B'Mitzvah, Shaydei HaMitzvahs. Shaydei Mitzvah Nimshel Kedesh Elyon, which is Kodesh Shemuvdo, Liyashedom is Galu Lamata, that it should come down here. So what mitzvahs? Mitzvahs are Chesed. What is Chesed? Bringing Elukus down here. V'chol Hamshachas, and every Hamshachas, Chesed Umay. Okay, but he says, so he says, I made a mistake, not Torah and mitzvahs. In mitzvahs itself, you have chesed and gvura. The chesed is the bringing down the lokus down here, and gvura, which symbolizes limitation, represents the gashmias dika mitzvah has to be done with certain limitations. You can't bench lulav and esrog today. The sukkah has to be a certain size. Tefillin have to be a certain way. Mezuzahs have to be a certain way. That's the mitzvah dafka beifin zeh. Or be'inyin zeh shetziva aleinu. And dafka the way Hashem commanded us. Shem mitzvah sev hu bekach. That the mitzvah has to be. So from one side, mitzvahs at the level of chesed that bring elukus down here. From the opposite side, though, mitzvahs have to be dafka limited. Sukkah has to be, if it's higher than 20 amos, it's possible. Yeah? The tzitzis, the strings have to be full. L'chayr, if you have a mitzvah sukkah, what's Hashem care if it's 100 amos high? I mean, what's the difference? It's a sukkah, what's the difference? No, dafka, not more than 20 amos. That's the level of tzimtzum, that's the level of fire. Shapratem v'dikdukayim v'chinus gvuris in tzimtzum. So the Alter Rebbe is saying like this: in every mitzvah, there's chesed and gevura. The chesed of the mitzvah is the actual mitzvah bringing elokus down, but the gevura of the mitzvah, the limitation of the mitzvah, is that it has to be done a certain way. You can't just do it any time and place. There's a certain time and a certain place every mitzvah. Tzari nimsa, he says. Therefore, it comes out. So just like Avraham Avinu had in the Holich and Aseya the Ratz of Hashem, so every Jew now, we're not the level of Avraham Avinu to be able to do Beruchnius. So the Eibishter said, you know what? I'm going to give you Eish Shemayim Ratz of Hashem in Gashmius. I'm going to give you the act general mitzvah, which is Chesed, and the details of the mitzvah, the limitation of the mitzvah is Gevura, is Shuv. Which, by the way, is the opposite, because he says Shuv is the Mayim and the Ratz is the fire. Okay. Vayidei Yisarusa de Lesata. And by doing the mitzvahs down here, Yisarusa de Lela, we awaken it from above. Liyaz Gamkin, Halach and Aseya. Now, when we have Halach and Aseya, Ratz of Hashem down here, so whatever we do, Shem copycats us. Shem reacts to whatever we do. That means the level of Ratz of Hashem happens in Ruch Niyasos, Lamaila. So now, after Matan Torah came, where it's up to us to be Mamshech Halukus, until Matan Torah, it was Kilo Elam Chazdei. Right? Like it says, Elam Chazdei Yibana, Chassidus explains it, I mean, the Medrash says, 26, David HaMelech said, Kilo Elam Chazdeis, before Adez Amunah, in Tillim, right? I mean, from Tillim, represents the 26 generations from Avraham, from Adam Rishon until Matan Torah. That Ki La'olam Chasdei simply means forever is your kindness. But the Siddur explains Ki La'olam, the fact that there's a world, is Chasdei, the Chesed of Hashem. Now, there's no more no free rides anymore. Now Hashem gave us the Torah. And Hashem says that the Yidden were given the Schus, that through our Aveda, we bring down this level of Elokus from above. And he says, the Koyach Zeh, Liyasnim Shechosurus Adalayla. This Koyach, to bring down this Koyach from above. Aide Yisurus Adalasato, Nitin Liyasrob Matan Torah. We had this, we were given this level. Shezel Inyin Nesina Satera. That's the Inyin of Nesina Satera. That now mitzvahs can come into gashmistic things, that they get the ability. So what happens by Matan Torah? Avraham Avinu did it on his own. He was able to do this great level. What happened, Matan Torah? Hashem says, I'm giving you physical opportunity that everybody could do, because we're not holy to do mitzvahs, like Avraham Avinu was. We do a physical mitzvah. We do the same thing Avraham Avinu did, but into the Gashmistika world, through Gashmistika things. So now the Alter Rebbe asks a very simple question. So why didn't Avraham Avinu get the Torah? Shezach lahov v'meyach shegam eidi b'chinus Torah. Yov v'vigil b'chinus halach v'neseya. So he says, L'cheira, to Matan Torah did what Avraham Avinu did. Yeah? But the question is, im kein lamale nit na tera lavram. Shekim kala tera beruchnius. So why wasn't it given to Gashmius? Why wasn't Avram Avinu given the tera? Why did they wish to wait seven generations to give the tera? Avram Avinu, that was his thing. He should have gotten the tera then. Okay, so now to start. Love and Zed, to understand what... So first, the Alter Rebbe asked the question, what the Matan Torah accomplished if Avraham Avinu did it. So he said Avraham Avinu was super great, he did it. Now we're not that great, so we need physical mitzvahs to bring down. Yeah. So the question is, so if that's the case, so Asher Avraham Avinu should have had Matan Torah. So he says, "Lahov in zasorch lahat gim biur tam." We need to understand something else first. How do mitzvahs, you do a physical act, how does this physical act have the ability to bring down super high level of ruchnius? Where does the koyach of mitzvahs? Okay. All mitzvahs come from either daimim or tzemeach or chai. Again, karba mincha, seilis, the flower offering came from tzemeach. Karban is behema, tfilm shekla miyara behema, which is tachos memshelis haklipa. So you have daimim, you have inanimate objects, so we use wood for whatever it is. Veich ya karbanis, dafke, ishe reich nechech lashem. How is it possible that physical karbanis, physical animal, yeah, not even people, it's a physical animal that brings down this tremendously great level of Amshachas Elokus. And Nichoyach Loshen Targum, Nichoyach, which means Nachas, Haino Yerid of Amshachal Melmaila Lamatala Avaya, meaning to be Gilui Avaya. So the Alter Rebbe is asking a question now. How is it, Taka, that a physical mitzvah could bring down this level of Elokus? Yeah, granted, Matan Torah accomplished. Avraham Avinu had the rots of a shev and ruchnius. So now, but we were not on that level. We needed in Gashmius. So Hashem gives us Matan Torah to give it begashmius. But how Kataka could it? How can a physical thing made out of daimim, tamech, and chai actually bring down the super level of Hashem? That dafka, behema, causes ishe reich necheach Hashem, which Targum says nachas, meaning yedid of amshachem amayla lamata lahavaya. Where does it come from? Okay, we continue.